Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of Colossians, 3rd chapter, 17th verse. That's Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. And it reads as follows: "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." I want to speak today on the topic, give it your best shot. Amen? Amen. Let's talk about us for a second. In our lives, we can give it our best shot in everything that we do. We live in a society where just doing the bare minimum is acceptable. The first part of our scripture tells us that whatever we do, whether in word or deed, we should do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. That scripture mentions words and deeds. I want to talk about the words that we speak to start with. Proverbs 8:21 states that death and life are in the power of the tongue. The words that we say can affect others as well as ourselves. We tell others how we feel about things with little to no regard of the results of our words. Our words are based on emotions most of the time, as how we feel is an emotional thing. Our words can cause others to feel happy or sad, encouraged or discouraged. It can be helpful or be hurtful. When we speak words about ourselves, we do the exact same thing. We tell ourselves the following: we are not smart enough, we are not pretty enough, we are not good enough, we are not qualified, we will not succeed if we try, or we will never find happiness. These words to us are not helpful at all. The mental toll on these things causes us to be depressed, fearful, unsure of ourselves, etc., etc. The power of our words to others as well as ourselves does no one any good if we say the wrong things. Our tongue causes death in these situations. It takes a mental toll on us, and this affects our body and our mind. The same thing when we say things to others. The scripture tells us that we should do all things in the name of the Lord. These examples are proof that we did not say things in the name of the Lord. Our God would never tell us that we aren't pretty enough, wise enough, not good enough, etc. Our relationship with God helps us to say the right things. The closer we are to God, the less likely we will say the wrong thing. Our words will become more like him. We will say things to help others as well as ourselves. God is the definitive power of positive thinking, and once we tap into his unlimited source of power, then we will bring him glory with our words. We can then say that we can give it our own best shot. Let's talk about deeds. Whatever we should do should be done giving our best, for that will glorify God. Now, when Paul wrote this, he knew from experience that this is true. Before Paul was converted, he was a persecutor of Christians. That can be found in Acts 8th chapter, verses 1 through 3. When he did this, he gave it his best shot. He put his heart and soul into persecuting Christians with a strong desire and determination to succeed. Excuse me. Thankfully, when Paul became a Christian, that's in Acts chapter 9, he used the same desire and determination to work for God instead of against him. He put his heart and his soul into his work for God. He was giving it his best shot in both instances. As a Christian, Paul trusted God. Paul is not the only person in the Bible that gave their best shot at doing things. Let's talk about Moses for a second. Now, Moses had no idea what he was doing when God chose him to lead his people out of bondage, but he did it anyway. God was brand new to Moses, and what God was telling him to do was impossible in his own mind. Even though he felt he could not do these things, he trusted God and gave it his best shot. Both Paul and Moses were successful because they gave their best shot and put their heart and soul into what they were doing. Both men also had a relationship with God. Let's bring this up to date and ask some questions about us. Number one, do we give our best shot when we do things? Number two, are we doing things in the name of the Lord? Number three, do we put our heart and soul into it? And number four, do we trust God when doing these things? Now, I want to break this down even further. And I'm going to use kids. So let's talk about kids for a moment. We as parents put our kids in activities all the time. They play soccer or football, baseball, whatever. If we're being honest with ourselves, some kids are not athletic and should not play sports. I'm going to say that again. Some kids are not athletic and should not play sports. If your kid has no hand-eye coordination, then they probably should join the band. Let's just be honest. We put them in these situations for a lot of reasons, included, but not limited to, getting the child out of the house and out of our hair. Let's put that out there. Another reason we do it is we're trying to make our child fit in and play well with others, right? We also, by putting them in sports, we get them away from the TV set and video games. And another reason we do it is to get the kids some exercise. They don't have exercise like we did when we were kids. And I'll just leave it at that. I think they need to change that. The child knows that they are not good at the sport, but they participate anyway. They are resentful at first, but because their friends are doing it and they want to fit in, they stay on the team. The kids are dragged to practice by the parents. Then the season starts. The kids try not to embarrass themselves in front of their parents and their peers. Now, during the game, the kid makes a decision that they have nothing to lose and they start trying harder. Some parents get more involved in the game than their own kid. They scream at the officials, scream at other kids, and shout at their kid. Go, Johnny, go. You can do this. You can do this. They go over the top and expect their kids to be the next superstar in this sport. Now, of course, this is not realistic and puts added pressure on the poor kid. The kids give it their best shot regardless of their skill set. It is not in the cards for some of them to become good at sports. Some kids are still terrible, but they still really try to be good. Now, this is the interesting part. After the season, the kids are given a participation trophy. Now, there's a debate as to whether all kids should be rewarded when the team does not win. I believe that they are missing the point. The kids gave it their best shot, and I have no problem with them being encouraged or rewarded for that effort. Perhaps they should change the name of the award from a participation trophy to a great effort award. The bottom line is that the kids gave it their best shot. Just like Paul and Moses, the kids put their heart into what they were doing and in their own way did it in the name of the Lord, who requires our best effort. Excuse me. The last part of the scripture states that we will be giving thanks to God through him, right? God gave us the gift of life and salvation. The least we can do is show our appreciation, saints, to God by giving our maximum effort. But do we really do that? Do we give our maximum effort? Well, if we do, we thank God by doing it. See, whether in words or in deeds, we must trust God. Our relationship with Him will give us the desire and the direction to be able to say the right things and do the right things to glorify God. Amen. This is why having a relationship with God is vital. It is not humanly possible to succeed in your words or your deeds without God. Amen. Amen. Now, our relationship will give us that desire and give us the proper direction so we can do it. Then, and only then, will we be able to, number one, do things in the name of the Lord. Number two, say the right things. Number three, put our heart and soul into it. Number four, trust God when saying or doing anything. And five, glorify and thank God with our words and deeds. In other words, saints, we will be able to give it our best shot. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, our God, in the name of Jesus we come. Thank you, Father, for this word and your many blessings. Thank you, Father, that you are a God that loves us and that always thinks the most of us, even if we don't. We thank you, Father, for this word. Please forgive us where we've fallen short. Help us, Lord, to say the right thing and to do the right thing. Help us to put forth maximum effort and help us to build that relationship with you that will guarantee that we are doing the right thing in words and deeds. Father, I pray that this word will go forth, that you'll be glorified, that you will draw people to hear it, and may they understand and receive this message. Father, to you be all glory, honor, and praise. We thank you and ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.